Well, after what happened in Brussels today, tonight, one of the top counterterrorism officials in the country is calling out a Bay Area tech company. Mark Kelly is in our newsroom right now. Mark, what is this all about?
Well, Ken, it all has to do with an app that allows users to send self-destructing messages.
We're looking at what we call going dark.
That's NYPD Deputy Commissioner John Miller talking about apps like Wickr and Telegram that he says are getting into the hands of terrorists and allowing them to communicate secretly.
We are seeing not just iPhones that can't be cracked, but entire communication systems that are designed to be impenetrable, and we're seeing those become the primary tools of terrorists.
San Francisco-based Wickr calls its app a secure communications platform. You can send text, video, and photos, and it's all encrypted. Another app, Telegram, is similar. Security analysts worry apps like these allow ISIS to plan attacks without detection.
So when you ask a question like, how could they miss this? Technology is becoming a big enabler.
But Wickr calls that online privacy a universal human right and one it's willing to defend. Earlier this month, Wickr joined other tech companies in this amicus brief defending Apple against its ongoing privacy challenge from the federal government.
Miller says he fears terrorists speaking to each other on the dark internet could lead to direct attacks here in the U.S. We reached out to Wickr for a comment, but have not yet heard back.